Well, shambolic scenes being reported by many of you at vaccination centres at the last-minute drive to get healthcare workers jabbed ahead of the public planned public rollout of vaccines from Monday. Many of you dismayed by long, unsocially distanced. If you're not socially distanced, you're unsocially distanced, or cramped, maybe is a better word. Queues, for example, at St. Augustine's in Durban. But the chief executive of RMB was saying today that there are reasons for vaccine optimism, even though we face the imminent third wave. Jessica Spira is the sector head for healthcare and hospitality at RMB. And I'm sure, Jessica, it would be fun if you disagreed with your boss live on the radio, but I don't think you will. He's probably relying on your research in terms of this vaccine optimism.
Hi, Bruce. Nice to be on the show again. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think there's definitely room for optimism in the current situation. I think, you know, we've actually had to wait a long time to get our vaccination program underway. Taken a lot of patience, and I think South Africans are getting quite used to being quite patient. But the plan is there, and I think that there's likely to be many hiccups along the way. But in terms of the plans that I've seen, we really have a project plan to get everyone vaccinated, or the 40 million South Africans that we're aiming to get vaccinated by the end of the year, through the system. We've secured enough vaccines. There's a very good private sector collaboration with government in order to make sure that vaccination sites are set up appropriately. It seems like a pretty sound plan to get the vaccines out to the people of South Africa.
But we look at the scenes today in sort of public health care facilities, and that doesn't bode well. I mean, Shabir Mahdi saying today Germany tried to do what our government is doing in terms of registrations and getting people to places at certain times, and the Germans didn't make it work, and we certainly don't seem to be making it work particularly well either.
Well, look, I think looking at the scenes of what's happened this week with respect to the Sasanke trial, I think it's a little bit of an unusual situation. There was a massive rush to get the Sasanke trial vaccines out before the end of the week, because we can't run the Sasanke trial in parallel with the rest of the phases of the vaccine program. And so I think there was a bit of a rush on the vaccine sites. When you're going into phase two and the rest of the phases that are pretty well orchestrated, they're actually, it's not going to be run on the same basis. In fact, I don't even think that the hospitals themselves are going to be typical vaccine sites. There are currently, I think it is about 336 sites that have actually got permits to be vaccination sites. And so, you know, it's not going to be these very concentrated pockets of society that are kind of rushing to get the last batch of the Sasanke trial vaccines. It's going to be far more orderly. Hopefully the EVDS system will work and direct those who are due for vaccines into the correct places. And it will be far more organized, I think, going forward. I'm an optimist, so I'm hoping it will work well.
No, we all want to be optimistic about it. And I mean, the role of the private sector is going to be absolutely pivotal in this, of course, as well. The Deputy President admitting that our rollout has been far from ideal, though. I mean, we're lagging almost every other country, not only in the world, but many in Africa as well. And I mean, we are very nationalist in our view of superiority, and we think we should be better than we are. And I think a lot of people are really disappointed. I think the next couple of weeks are going to be really important from a national psyche perspective, in terms of developing some faith in the process.
Yes, I agree. I think it's really important to see that the success of the beginning of phase two goes well. We are very much lagging the rest of the world. I mean, there's some of our neighbours on the African continent are doing a far better job than we are in terms of getting the vaccine rollout sorted out. We've had the highest proportion of deaths. So it's not a great situation for us to be in South Africa. But I think, looking forward, I think we're in a good position now. And, I think you're right. If we can get the phase two, which is about 5 million over 60s, vaccinated successfully, and we go through the teething problems of actually rolling it out across the country, I think it will bode well for us successfully implementing the rest of the vaccine program towards the end of the year.
And again, speed is of the essence. Speed is everything. It's a rush against the variants or the possible variants.
Yes. You know, there's obviously a lot of risks in terms of actually getting this vaccine rollout out successfully. And I think that it's there are risks beyond anyone's control, such as the risk of variants coming up, the vaccines not being efficacious against those vaccines. You know, obviously there's the risk that the deliveries of vaccines don't happen as they should do. There's also the risk that there's some vaccine hesitancy from the people to not get vaccines. And that could be one of the biggest threats to actually reaching any form of herd immunity within the country. So it's really critical, I think, that everyone from, you know, employers to government to public public bodies really encourage the people of South Africa to get their vaccines.
It's so critical. I mean, in your particular interest, of course, in terms of not just healthcare, but the hospitality sector, the two currently joined at the hip, certainly the one heavily dependent on the other. Hospitality needs all the help it can get, and vaccines speedily, you know, sufficient vaccines by the end of this year could very well open up huge opportunity for South Africa's hospitality sector, which needs every crutch it can get.
Yes, Shane, I feel terribly for the hospitality sector, especially the tourism sector. It's happened tremendously over the past year. I think one thing, though, that the hospitality sector has got in its favour in that in South Africa specifically is that I think travellers around the world and definitely high-net-worth individuals who are looking for tourist destinations are looking for those destinations which offer outdoor activities such as, you know, safari, bush, or the features, which I think is fantastic that South Africa has to offer that. So as long as we can get over the stigma attached to potentially traveling to South Africa with our variant, I think that we can hopefully attract a lot more tourists to the country by next year and really start supporting that sector into the future.
Jessica Spira, thanks for the chat this evening. The sector head for healthcare and hospitality at Rand Merchant Bank.